you've got to be very intentional about putting your faith to practice, practicing your faith. And I know this is very unpopular because, well, I hear a lot of people say stuff like, well, to your faith, you got to add a bit of some wisdom. That's quite unique. But I don't want to get in that debate, but maybe pose a question. Where is the wisdom in holding 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and hope to feed 5,000 people with that? So that is now faith being put to practice. What you believe in, you're practicing it right in the moment. So maybe a practical example in our time could be, yo, walking to 8 car dealers and request for a quotation for your dream car. Wow, you know very well that in your account, you can't even afford to get a bicycle. So now that is you practicing your faith. You know, so you've got to be very intentional about it. And I know it's very unpopular now. A lot of people find this a bit uncertain. Like, wait a minute, where's the logic in that? Why would you walk to 8 car dealers and request for a quotation? You request for a quotation from Toyota Zambia when you know that. Yeah, you don't even have anything in your bank account. But that is what it means to practice your faith. So the more you do that, you find that your faith muscles begin to grow. So you've got to be very intentional about it. You've got to be very deliberate about it. Like, man, I'm going to practice what I believe in. I'm going to practice my faith. It might not make sense, but I'm basically just putting my faith to practice. And who knows, one day your faith might realize to something that your hands are going to touch. You know, your hands are going to touch and your eyes are going to see, because faith then is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So be intentional about putting your faith to practice. So faith is actually getting all your stuff and say, I'm moving to a different city, yet you don't even know how you're going to survive there. You don't know you're going to manage to pay your rent, but you know that, man, I've got a backing of God and God is going to help me. That is now putting your faith to practice. You're not going to sit and wait for a favorable condition for you to act, because maybe I'm afraid you might as well just wait for forever. So don't sit and wait until conditions are in your favor, but wow, the wind is blowing in a different direction. You want to pick up your bags and say, wait, while the wind blows this direction, I'm going to take this direction because I'm putting my faith to practice. And I can promise you, God honors faith. So put your faith to practice. Put what you believe to practice.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.